Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur here. I am grateful today because I'm going to have you on a great show right now. Now, before we get to that, just want to remind you, as you just heard here in the beginning, join us. Check us out at MoneyRipples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Check out our blogs. Check out our other podcasts we have on the Chris Miles Money Show on iTunes as well as on Blog Talk. And also just, you know, check out the events and things like that we have going on. We have so many great resources for you that it would be a shame not to let you guys take a part in that. Now, today I want to talk about something about really has been a passion of mine to teach for quite a while. And that's really is what are some of the biggest mistakes network marketers make? And really, what is it that about network marketers that really drive me nuts? You know, and not in a good way this way. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that network marketing and direct sales is a very, very legitimate business, a very legitimate way to make money in business. Anyone who wants to disagree with that, you're more than welcome to, but I'm sorry. You know, results don't lie. There are a lot of amazing results that people have made in network marketing and direct sales. And so, but there's definitely a bad reputation aspect that I want to address as well, that I don't want to beat around the bush and really be upfront about, because it's the bad reputation that's around network marketing and direct sales that actually is what makes people nervous even when they do this kind of program. Either they get nervous about it or it actually has a negative stigma around it. And it really doesn't have to be the case, because I'll tell you that network marketing and direct sales is just as much a legitimate business as any other business I've seen. And I've also seen people in business, that whether they have a brick and mortar business, even if it's a business they've built on their own, I can tell you that some business owners make these same exact mistakes as you see in network marketing. So I want to address these, because whether you're in network marketing or direct sales or neither of none of the above, you're just in business in general, this is going to be valuable to you. So I want to talk about what I've seen network marketers do, because I'll tell you, I get pitched very often about joining network marketing companies. It's, you know, give you an example. Just about a week ago, I received a Facebook message from someone that I added as a friend. Now, I saw that they had a lot of friends in common with me. They were an entrepreneur like I was. So I thought, you know, I'll accept the friend request. I've never met them personally, and usually I don't like to accept people unless I have. But on some occasions, I can see an exception past it, where we've maybe had some online interaction, or maybe just somebody that you wonder how in the heck you don't know each other, because you have 300 mutual friends, right? And so this person sent me a friend request, and I decided to accept it. What happened, though, right after I accepted it, I started to get a message from her. And this is not the first time I've gotten a message like this. And so in the message, she started asking me, saying, hey, thanks for accepting my friend request. You know, tell me about your family, you know, which obviously doesn't come across that creepy at all, right? You know, I don't mind talking about my family. But, you know, as a first question, I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me tell you about all my family. So I said, you know, I had a wife and five kids. That was pretty much it. And then after we talked about, you know, kids and that sort of thing, just for a few messages back and forth, then she immediately asked me, you know, what, you know, or she started talking about her job and her side business. You know, that she had a job, but she also had a side business she was doing. And then, of course, the follow-up question to that is, what did I do? Now, I knew where this conversation was going. If someone's starting to ask me really quickly what I did, obviously, on Facebook, you could pretty easily figure out what I do. I'm sure many of you would agree with this. It's not hard to figure this out. You can pretty much look at the company that I'm a CEO of, called Money Ripples. You can even click on it. You can see the kind of things that I teach. But she didn't bother even going there. She just started asking me, well, what do you do? Now, I know this is very commonly taught in the network marketing world, is, you know, get people to, you know, start asking questions and get them talking about themselves. And of course, then, you know, ask them what they do for work. And if they're amateurs about this, they'll just start jumping into this like it's a, I don't know, almost like a script, right? And so so I could see where it was going. So I beat her to the punch and mentioned that I noticed that she was, you know, I didn't even answer that question directly. I just said, oh, I've noticed you're with a certain network marketing company. I won't say who. And, you know, and she said, yeah, that's correct. And it's amazing. Here's a link. And she started spewing out all these things about her company, like repeated, just constant messages, like one after the next about how awesome it is. And, oh, by the way, there's more men than women in this company, believe it or not. And, like, I care. I mean, I speak to a lot of women, so it's not that it's the first time. And so she just starts going into all of these things about how it's so great. She doesn't even really ask me much more about mine. She does ask a little bit about it just to hear about it, but really she didn't listen to the reply. And then she even told me about some guy named Christian that I need to meet and that he makes a ton of money and he does 90% of his business through his cell phone. And I wanted to say to her, well, I do like 90% of my business online. I don't even have to talk to people on the phone except for when I'm doing one-on-one coaching, you know, and that sort of thing. But I didn't, you know, I just politely replied to her and stopped replying to her. I just didn't reply anymore. Now, if you're in network marketing, if you ever had people stop replying to you, it could be because it came across something like this. It doesn't mean, now every once in a while people get caught up, they get busy. But for this particular case, I just stopped talking to her because I just knew where it was going. And it was disingenuous, in my opinion. It really wasn't done the right way. Any normal business owner, and I've had business owners do this before, but they'll usually do this a little bit different as opposed to those that are in network marketing and direct sales. They usually they'll try to build a relationship, but sometimes they'll do the same thing and they'll say, let's just do lunch. And I've seen network marketers do this too. Now, all of this is okay. Don't get me wrong. And again, like I said, I think network marketing is an amazing business model when it's done properly. And that's the caveat here, is that it's got to be done properly. It's got to be built right. And when you get a poor reputation, it's because there's people out there that are trying to pitch their business. They don't find out anything really about the people they're talking to. They don't find out how they can really create value. And they're just trying to go and recruit the world, so to speak, try to find anybody that would be a good fit. And I'm telling you, just because I own a business does not mean I'll be a great fit for your company. And in fact, I even had a guy that I remember somebody was telling me, saying, hey, Chris, you should really do this. And I said, you know, that's great and all, but I'm telling you that, you know, why would I stop doing something that I'm amazing at to then do something I'm only just good at? Because even if I could do that business well, it doesn't mean that I would be amazing at that. And so it's got to be the right way or right opportunity, which for me, really, it doesn't come up all that often. And even when people do find the right opportunity, I'm not going to build it the way they want to anyways, because I'm still going to focus on money ripples being my primary business and my primary investment. And so let me talk about some things here that could be done if you do it right. Here's a few ones. So first and foremost is develop a friendship first. Don't do what this woman did, where she just started pitching me without any real relationship. Create a friendship first. There's plenty of time for you to build the business that you're building. This goes for any business owner, by the way. You cannot it's like on a first date asking somebody to marry you. You can't do that. I mean, some people might, and I am in Utah. There are people that have, you know, asked people to marry them on a first date. But as a general rule of thumb, that's pretty creepy, okay? And that's pretty creepy in business, too, to start just asking people to do business with you right from the beginning. That's just not right. I mean, you got to start by understanding who this person is. And that's really what leads to the second point, is start to listen to people. Really listen to them. I'll tell you some of the coolest network marketers, the ones that I actually like promoting, you know, not as the company itself, but the people that I say, when people ask me about them, I say, this person's awesome. You should definitely see whatever they have to offer, because they're a great person. I trust them. And those are people that really listen. They don't just try to pitch you. They really focus the most of their time and attention on listening, try to understand who you are, what your dreams and goals are, And not from a standpoint of trying to push an agenda that way to say, well, how can I match what I do to their dreams and goals, but come from a very true place where you start to really ask yourself, how can I really help them? Even if there's no financial incentive at all, what can I do to really help them? And that's the third point is when you listen to them, then figure out how you add value. It could be through the business that you have. And if it is, great, just tell them, you know what? This may or may not be a fit, but I think this could actually be something that would work for you. Check this out. Try this on for a minute. And sometimes that's great, but focus on adding value in their lives first, even if there's no self-interest. And I'm telling you, even if not, heck, even if from time to time you might say, what I do in my business isn't great, but I know somebody who maybe they're even a competitor. Say, you know what, these people might be a great fit for you. I mean, talk about the trust that would endear. That's when you know you're a professional. You're not desperate. So many times, the reason why network marketing will fail is because well-meaning people, people that really want to succeed, come across as being desperate or needy. They come across as trying to be urgent. And I'm telling you, if you become impatient in business, this goes for any business owner, you're impatient. You become greedy. You want to try to hit these goals because you said you're going to hit this goal by the end of this month. And then all of a sudden you become urgent and you're trying to make it happen right now. And you become desperate ultimately. People are going to run away, or you're going to attract the very wrong people you do not want to attract. You do not want that. So focus first on developing a friendship. Really understand these people without feeling like you have to go pitch them right from the beginning. Listen to them. Really understand who they are, what they're looking for, what is it they do, and then try to find ways to add value. This, I'm telling you, is not only great for network marketing, but this is great for anybody in business in general. I've built my business off of doing things like this. In fact, I even have people that said, okay, Chris, what do you do? Like, I want to know. Okay, great. Well, here's what I do. And I might answer for a few minutes, but then I'll come right back to saying, okay, let's get back to you again. Like, let's find out about you. We've got years to learn more about my business. Let's understand more about you. I want to know more about you and what you do. And I'll tell you, like, I've had people want to refer people to me because of that. Even if they don't know what I do necessarily, they'll still refer people saying, goodness, Chris, you got to talk to this guy, Chris. Like, I don't know exactly what he does. I think he does stuff with money, but he's a great guy. You should really check out his stuff. And I love those kind of promotions. That's where you love getting those people promoting you. The things you don't want to do is you do not want to be pitching to people when you first meet them. You don't want to assume that business owners are looking to leave their businesses to do yours. This one drives me nuts. There was one day, I remember, here's what's interesting. So 2.5 years ago when I launched Money Ripples, I remember announcing on Facebook, I said, hey, I'm grateful for the last 6 years I was with my previous company. I'm now excited to announce the launch of Money Ripples at this point. And then I talked to people about how they could actually engage with me. I actually said, hey, here's a deal for the first 10 people to become clients. And the reason I did that is because I had a non-compete. So I had to create brand new relationships. And so I just did it through Facebook and got my 10 clients really fast, really quickly. And so I did that. And I had several people reach out to me too saying, oh, Chris, we got to talk. This is great. So I'm thinking, oh, cool. These people actually, these are friends I've had on Facebook for maybe a little while. People have been friends in real life, not just Facebook. I thought, oh, cool. Well, these people, maybe they want to engage with me in some way. And then all of a sudden, I remember there was this one Wednesday, there were three people in network marketing that were trying to pitch me their stuff. And I tell you, by the third one, I was just upset. Now, luckily, the third one did a good job of it. And I even let them know. I said, hey, I respect you. I'm not going to do it. But thank you so much for being a professional about it. Because I'll tell you, the very first one that day, this is one thing you don't want to do, is you do not want to beat around the bush and not try to say what your company is or what you do. If you're ashamed of who you are or what company you're doing, you're trying to keep it a secret until the very last minute, people are not going to trust you. They're going to think, if you're ashamed of it, why should they be proud of it too? Why should they want to do it if you don't want to do it yourself? If you don't even want to admit what company you're with. I had a guy that actually, we went out to lunch, and he was kind of a little bit weird at lunch, but he kept saying how he aligned with these guys and they were great. And I knew him when he worked with a different company. He was working on the corporate end there, and then they had let him go, and so he was working somewhere else. I thought, well, this is cool. Sounds like he met some really great guys. And I asked him, well, who are they? Oh, just some guys. I'll try to see if I can make you an introduction. Whenever tell me their names. I said, oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, what do you do? And what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I can describe that tomorrow when we can do a call. Like, you know, today, let's not worry about that. I remember thinking, okay, that's a little, it seems like he's hiding. And I thought, this must be network marketing. So I told him flat out, I said, listen, I'm just starting a brand new business here. I do not have time to start anything else right now. Like, I'm focused on this. I know what happens when I spread my focus on other things. Those businesses do not succeed. Even in network marketing, you really got to focus on one business and make that one good. And so I told him, I said, if this is network marketing, like, I'm not interested. I really am launching Money Ripples. That is my passion. That's what I want to do. And he said, oh, no, that's not network marketing at all. Okay, great. So what is it? Well, we'll talk tomorrow, Chris. Okay, fine. So I was already pretty skeptical, you know, when he said, we'll talk in the morning. So we set up a call. We do it. And he says, all right, well, hey, you know, he gets on the call. He says, hey, my friend wasn't able to make it on the call, but let me have you play a video. So he sends me the link to this video. It's about a 5-minute video, but I'll tell you that if I could have looked in the mirror, I'm sure my face is turning redder and redder as the video was going on. Pretty soon the video is actually about a network marketing company, one that's very openly network marketing. The one he just told me was not network marketing. And as it's going along, you know, he's talking about, you know, it's just pitching about how this is a great opportunity. I was fuming mad. And so when he said, oh, what do you think? I said, honestly, I'm pretty ticked off. I said, I've told you I do not have time to do something like this. I even asked if it's network marketing. You said no. You said, nope, it won't even take any more time out of your schedule. Because I told him I'm open to opportunities, but I said it cannot take any more time than what I'm doing right now or focus or attention away from my business. He said, oh, no, it won't do that. I said, listen, either you've not been in network marketing long enough to know, or you're just flat out lying, because in network marketing, you've got to put time and focus and attention into it. You cannot do it, you know, just half-hearted. You've got to do it full out. You got to really make it happen. It does take a lot of time and effort to build a real business in network marketing. And I got pretty upset. Funny thing is, he started to get upset with me. He said, well, you know what? I don't really like what your business is anyways. And by the way, he never actually asked me what my business really was. He'd known that I've been in the financial world for a while, but he never really asked me what my model was or how I was doing business. And he said, I just don't like the way you do business, and I would never send a referral to you. And so I kind of laughed, and so I just said, well, okay, fine. That's your prerogative. And I said, listen, I said, I'm actually open network marketing. In fact, you know, if I find someone who's good, someone who's legitimate, I don't mind connecting people with them. And it's amazing how all of a sudden he changed his tune. He said, oh, yeah, I love what you're all about, Chris. It's great. I got ticked, so ticked, because now he's going back on his words. And he said, like, oh, yeah, Chris, like, you know, who do you need me making you an introduction to? And I said, didn't you just tell me you would never send me a referral because you don't like the way I do business, even though you don't know what that business is? and he kind of got stuck in his words there. I said, all right, I think we're done now. And, you know, needless to say, you know, I was actually okay that he unfriended me as a Facebook friend. I was totally cool with that because, see, that's just the wrong way to do it. And now that's a pretty extreme example. Most of the examples are not quite this bad. If they are, it's just horrible, you know. And so I just tell you that for most part, people do become awkward. So don't try to assume that if you were talking to other business owners, and business owners aren't a bad fit for network marketing, but don't assume that you're gonna try to get them to leave their passions to do your business. If you have that assumption, I'm telling you, you're in a world of hurt. Do not assume that ever. If they're open to opportunities, great. But again, develop that friendship first, because they're gonna come to you first if they have that good relationship with them. Do not tell a business owner you think this is a perfect addition to their business when it's really not. Be genuine that way. And of course, adding another stream of income is not a good reason to do it. Some business owners are looking for that, don't get me wrong. But most are, you know, if you just tell them, oh, you're going to make another stream of income, it does take work and time and effort to make that happen. Do not just tell them that's going to be the way it is. Do not say it's going to require any extra time, like my friend was trying to say there, because it does. Real business does take time. And, of course, and for me personally, you know, do not sell me on the money I could make with that opportunity. You know, if you're just if all you're telling me is that the most exciting part of the opportunity is the money you can make, you're telling me exactly who you are. You're telling me exactly what you're focusing on, which is the money. Listen, when I do business, I don't do it for the money. I do business because I have a passion for it, because I love it, because I want to help people. And what better way to help people than doing something I love, right? Like, that's ultimately the dream that I want to live. That's how I live my life ever since 2006, when I started to realize I could live a life of purpose and passion. That's what I've been doing. So don't tell me for your commission structure is better or this or that, where you can make great money. Money does not talk to me. Why would I do something I hate for a paycheck? If that were the case, wouldn't I go just do a job that I hate? At least that's steady. At least that's guaranteed. No, I didn't want to get into life to just get a paycheck. I went to life because I wanted to serve people, and I feel like I can serve them the best way. And so, great, awesome. You're doing this business. Keep doing it. But do it in a way and build those relationships in a way where you do it like any other business owner should do it. And by the way, if you're a business owner, whether you're a network marketing or not, you might have been guilty of one of these things at one time or another, as I've mentioned here. And that's fine. Welcome to business. Welcome to being a human being and doing it imperfectly. From here forward, just do those three things I mentioned. Develop that friendship first. Really be looking for ways to serve them. Listen to them and focus on adding value to their lives. And don't be someone who's just temporary, like, here, I'm here today and gone tomorrow. Really develop that friendship over time. Understand what you can be of service. And I'll tell you, those people will be loyal to you whether or not they decide to work with you in your company. They will be great fans. There will be people that will say, no, this person, this guy, or this gal, they do it differently. You want to talk to them. You want people in your court. You want people raving about how awesome you are. You don't want the opposite effect, which people say, oh, that person just ticked me off. I hope I never see them again. You don't want that. And for those of you that are starting in network marketing or direct sales, don't get a bit nervous about this. Do not be ashamed that you're doing network marketing. Be proud that you're doing a real legitimate business. And the great thing about network marketing and direct sales is that you're not alone. You're not building it from scratch like I did with Money Ripples. You know, I built every aspect of this business from scratch. You, however, do not have to. You don't have to create the product. It's already there for you to sell. You don't have to do a lot of some of the marketing. Even though you do some marketing, you don't have to do all the marketing materials because it's already there, ready, made for you. You know, you've got a lot of the aspects. The operations are done. You don't have to worry about payroll. Isn't that awesome? You can do all these things. You just have to focus on sales, a little bit of marketing, and some leadership. And that's it. What a great way to start out, especially if you're starting a business for the first time. These are great businesses to start out in. So don't get caught up in thinking that this is something that's not legit, because it is. It's a great business model, and it's something that many people should take more advantage of. So don't get me wrong there. But don't be weird about it. Don't be creepy. Don't be like that person that's so desperate on their first date to get married that they just ask for a marriage right there. You know, get to know the person, understand them, and develop a relationship. And then if it makes sense, see if what you can offer really does create value for them. If it doesn't, find another way to create value for them. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a loyal person for life, and they might end up joining the business later anyways. That is the key. That's how you develop and build the real business the right way. Hey, this is Chris Miles here. Thanks for joining me this week. Have a wonderful and prosperous week as you join, and join us next week as we talk more about these great principles and have some awesome, fun time. Hey, everybody, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.